Hello, I'm Tyron Cooper. Stay tuned for my small studio session coming up next.
Small Studio is made possible by a grant from the Herbert Simon Family Foundation and with support from Nito Art Shop and Sun King Brewery.
Let us reason. Let us reason. Let us reason. We should talk more to each other. We should talk more to each other. A story about me, but it wasn't about me at all. It was fear in black and blue, kneeling and fist raising too. It was hatred on the rise, it was kill or my demise. I realized you don't know me. Why don't you just talk to me? I'm not so bad, my brother, won't you see? Come closer to me and let us reason. You don't know me. I'm a human full of love, created from above like you, my brother. We should talk more to each other. Let us reason. Oh, here we go. Hey, I saw you on the street today. It's something I'll never forget, baby. I thought about bullets and badges. Man, it made me kinda scared. You were a monster with a gun. I thought I'd better run, but it was all inside of my head. To my surprise, you said, I realize you don't know me. Why don't you just talk to me? I'm not so bad, my brother, won't you see? Come closer to me and let us reason, yeah. You don't know me. I'm a human full of love, created from above like you, my brother. We should talk more to each other. Let us reason. If we could talk to each other, I would see you as a brother. Oh, 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 oh. Not a monster with a gun. I won't shoot you on the run. I'll kneel right here with you. I'ma pray for you, my blue. I bet your kids in love with you. My kids, they love me too. But you wouldn't know. No, no. You wouldn't know. Cause we don't talk enough. You wouldn't know. We can't see eye to eye. I realize. Ooh, you don't know me. why don't you just talk to me? I'm not so bad, my brother, won't you see? Come closer to me and let us reason, yeah. You don't know me, I'm a human full of love, created from above like you, my brother. We should talk more to each other. Let us reason. We should talk more to each other, baby. We should talk more to each other, baby. Let us reason. Oh, we should get to know each other more better, baby. Here we go, hey!
Thank y'all very much. This next song, well, first of all, my name is Tyron Cooper. I don't want to go too far before you know who we are. This is Tyron Cooper and my cats. Got George, Perez, Marty, and Walt. The Tyron Cooper Band. This next song is about these politicians. You know, politicians come in your neighborhood, to your churches, knocking on your doors, asking for your votes. And then 4 years transpire and you don't see them no more. What's up with that? Next song I wrote, and all of these songs are original songs, by the way. The next song is entitled, Where You Been? All right, babies, let's make it real funky. Here we go.
Sister, where
Y'all very much. Well, this next song is about a whole lot of things going on in the world, in our country today. A lot of these songs are, in fact, these songs are kind of taken from a little compilation that I'm working on called Blues for the Times. Just kind of thinking about and mulling over the things that have been going on in our country. Social, political, economic, so many dimensions of our country that we are challenged and having various struggles. But at the same time, you know, I feel like there's some triumph in this thing because it gives us a moment to really think about what it is we want out of life and how we go about engaging in each other to get those things. This next song is really, though, about the homicides that's been just gripping our country. The homicides and the murders and the hatred that has been gripping the world. Well, there's a solution. Stop. Just stop. This next song is entitled Red Blood. We all bleed red. Look at all these killings over here. Look at all these killings over there. Something about all these killings, all the blood is red.
the blood is red. Look at all these mamas crying, crying for their babies dying. Something about all these mamas crying, all their children's blood is red. All the blood is red. So stop the killing, y'all. Stop the killing, y'all. Stop the killing, y'all. All the blood is red. All the blood is red. Ain't no sense in crying for just one. So let's cry for the one dead and the one who shot the gun. No sense in yelling for bodies dead, 'cause all the blood is red. All the blood is red. Ain't no celebration over here. And though it looks like a celebration, ain't no laughing over there. 'Cause everybody knows with tears in their eyes and dread that all the blood is red. All the blood is red. So stop the killing, y'all. Stop the killing, y'all. Stop the killing, y'all. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 'Cause all the blood is red. All the blood is red. Is red, so stop the killing, y'all. Stop the killing, y'all. Oh, stop the killing, y'all. Oh, the blood is red. Everybody, stop the killing, y'all. Oh, 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 stop the killing, y'all, in the streets. Oh, 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 stop the killing. y'all. Yeah, yeah. 'Cause all the blood is red. All the blood is red. 'Cause all the blood is
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. This next song is about love. Before we get to love, though, we have to come out of the rain. The rain is actually a metaphor for hatred, right? I'm using the rain as a metaphor for racism. I'm using the rain as a metaphor for negativity in our society. Come out of the rain. That's the next song. All right, y'all groove with us on this one.
I feel good, baby. Racism drips from its even flow. It is sown in hearts and minds, breeding consciousness that hate can only grow. There must be peace. Hatred must cease. There must be peace. I'm coming out of the rain. Out of the rain, where the children can grow up without the pain of drinking from the bitter cup of hatred again. Color don't matter. Out of equality, out of the rain, there must be peace. I'm coming out of the rain. Oh, 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 oh we can live in peace and harmony. Deep down, we're all the same. Hatred is no good for you or me. Oh, 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 there must be peace. Hatred must cease. Oh, there must be peace. I'm coming out of the rain. Of drinking from the bitter cup of hatred again. Color don't matter out of the rain, yeah. Oh, out of the rain. Equality out of the rain. There must be I'm coming out of the rain.
Thank you so much. Give it up for my band here, the Cats. I appreciate y'all coming through. It has been an honor to perform for Small Studio Sessions. I really am so thankful to WFYI for inviting me. It is just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful occasion. This last song I'm about to do is just a little folk tune I wrote. And it's talking about healing. Simply put, it's called The Healing Song. Once again, I'm Tyron Cooper, and I hope you enjoy, and I hope you are healed as a result. What can take the place of violence in this world? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What can bring healing to every man, woman, boy, and girl? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If we would read the Bible, you would see Jesus of Nazareth already died for you and me. So there's no need for violence, contention, or strife. Believe in the Lord and have eternal life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bloodshed in the streets. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If we would seek God's face and turn from evil ways, He said He would heal the land. His word will never fade. So let us gather in love, praise Him for all that He's done. Set aside every weight, the victory is already won. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 oh, oh, oh. Hallelujah, oh. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much. I'm Tyron Cooper, and you are watching Small Studio Sessions.
And now, an interview with Tyron Cooper from WFYI's Jill Dittmeyer.
How did you discover music?
Through my family in Lake Worth, Florida. We grew up singing gospel music, and we had a family group, and we toured the southeast coast. I'm from Florida. I'm from Lake Worth, Florida, southeast Florida, and we just toured. And I did that from like age of 4 until 17 when I went off to college.
And then how did you decide to make music your career?
Well, it was just always a part of me. Having done so with my family, you know, performing so long with them. And it was almost like I didn't know anything else. And so my life was just, it was always centered around music. And there was really no other trajectory that I could imagine. So even as a teacher, I teach, even my lecture courses at IU are about music. Everything I do really is about music. So it's kind of an organic kind of thing. It comes from within in those type of experiences that I've had in the past.
And how do those experiences and what you teach and share with other people reflect themselves in the actual music that you create?
Well, the music that I create is about life. It's about lived experience. So it's about what I've experienced. It's about what I've observed others experience. It's about the experience of a collective of not only my own community, the nation, but also just broadly speaking, humanity, the types of things that people go through in their mundane lives. I'm a kind of a indirect people watcher, if you would. And so I write about what I observe in life and just try to tell the story as best as I can.
Tell me the similarities and the differences between scoring music for a film or a product specific and creating your own music that you're going to share with the world.
Well, scoring music is about operating in a supportive role to tell a story that is oftentimes already laid down for you. It's already laid out when I get the so-called locked film version. That's the film footage that has already been constructed and edited by the director. Then it's my job to write music that really kind of heightens the thematic content of the film to tell the story. My music is in the forefront, the music that I compose by myself. That is the feature, you know. So I moved from supportive role to actually being foregrounded as, you know, the actual thing, so to speak. So there's a difference. There's a difference in terms of the creative process, the difference in how I think about certain textures that I would not normally put in a film score, but I can put that in my own music.
I noticed with the Healing Song, you've kind of changed it a little bit mm-hmm. from the way it originally was. Tell me about that evolution.
Well, the evolution of the Healing, really, in fact, the Healing Song, it's kind of going around full circle because the Healing Song kind of started off as something improvisatorial. Once I recorded it, of course, you got to kind of be true to form. When you're thinking about maybe, you know, if the song is going to get played on the radio, or if you're thinking about people actually singing the song, they have to be able to identify a certain format, a certain sequence. And so I did that in the actual recording. But when I perform it live, I'll give you a solid verse of the recording and maybe a hook or a chorus, as they call it. And then I just kind of see where the song takes me. It's a folk song in its original state. But it becomes all types of things when I perform it live. Sometimes it might turn into some jazz. Sometimes it might turn into, you know, who knows, some gospel. You know, so it's an improvisatorial song, and it's always been that way. It just doesn't feel like that on the recording, so to speak. But it does take that shape in the live setting.
And why is that so important to you to bring all different kinds and genres and styles of music to your work? You don't just, there's no way to label you.
Well, I think I almost really kind of feel like there's not really a way to label anybody. And we're all multifaceted, diverse, eclectic, you know, multidimensional type of people. That's what human beings are. You know, you see, you know, there's a sunny day and there are cloudy days. But they are all days, you know. And so I kind of when I write music, when I perform music, I perform me, and I'm so many different people. I like jazz, I like classical, I like Brazilian music, I like the blues, I like rock, I like so many different styles of music. I like sounds of nature. I try to throw all of that into the kitchen sink and come up with essentially who I am.
And now the group, yet to be named, but Tyron's a pretty good name for the band. How exciting is that for you to go out together as a group and present your music?
It's a blessing. I'm going to tell you, it's one of the, as a composer, as a songwriter, it is the greatest thing to see your music come alive, to experience that. And it takes really mature musicians to do that. And so the band that I'm traveling with right now, these guys, I think collectively probably got about 40 years under their belt of just engaging music. You know, we got a former retired iron steel worker, my harmonica player, Marty Barrow. And then we got, you know, a factory worker. We got a guy that, you know, two guys that played in Sunday morning worship services in church every weekend. So it's a really, really diverse conglomerate of guys that have just multifaceted, multi-dimensional experiences. And they bring all that to the table. What I think the most important they bring, though, is the level of maturity and enthusiasm for interpreting what I mean when I wrote it. And it comes alive. It's like a dream come true. It really is. I've had some other types of things that were performed that I had written by some musicians, and not to down anybody, but you know, I probably have been one of those musicians for somebody else's music who just didn't get it right. But these guys get it right, and I'm blessed to be a part of this particular crew.
Do they always have to wear a hat when you guys perform?
They gotta wear a hat. That's the swag.
I love it.
That's the swag of the show.
You're dressed as well as you play. I will say that.
You know, people want to. You know, people see you before they hear you, and what they see impacts profoundly what they hear. So we want you to hear us first visually, in an excellent way, and then hopefully you'll see us and really hear us orally in that way as well. So yeah, the two are connected. You know, it's just. It is what it is with this band. Good. Look good.